Start your day the Torah way in northwest London. Tuesday, Erev Yom Kippurim, 9th of Tishri, 4th of October, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau Shlita. Kol Nidre. This week's Torah way have been sponsored for the yahrzeit of Mrs. Chana Klein, Alea Shalom, Chana Bas Rav Avraham Mar Kohen. The yahrzeit will be on the 13th of Tishri.
Someone saying, Kol Nidre, we see that it's a big Yisoyros on Kol Nidre, the beginning of Yom Kippur. What's the reason that it's a big Yisoyros? You see, crying on Kol Nidre, what's the big Yisoyros? I heard what they said, Hashem, it's one of the Litvish Rosh Hashivas. If someone cries on Kol Nidre, you can cry also on Kol Chama Kol Nidre. If you cry on Kol Nidre, you could cry also on Kol Chamiro Vechamiro. You think about it, what is Kol Nidre? It's basically, you're declaring, right? You declare all of the Nedorim, Tzatoras Nedorim. If it's Tzatoras Nedorim, so you just, when you write a Shtar Puzbul, I didn't see people crying so loud. And we find that this crying, we find in the Matei Ephraim brings it, the Baal Shem Tov, they say big things about, and this is brought down, it's brought down in many, many Sforim, that there is Yisoyros, maybe it's because it's the beginning of Yom Kippur. So you have to understand, what is this, what is so special about Kol Nidre? You see also the tune of Kol Nidre, right, and everything. So let's start, before we go, let's have a little bit of the background. Who's Metakin Kol Nidre, where it came from Kol Nidre, why we say it, how we say it. So the reason for Metakin Kol Nidre, the Toshisrid brings, it's brought down in the Shibola Aleket, in Simon Shin Yud Zayin, says the Toshisrid, it's brought down, the Toshisrid and Shin Yud Zayin and the Shibola Aleket. The reason why we say Kol Nidre is Heyois, that people, when they, let's say they say Areo Laila or Vikobim or whatever it is, they are obligated to bring. Now, it doesn't help, Yom Kippur doesn't help with Kapora. So Yom Kippur, we know there is Beinon Ola Chaveiroi, and Beinon Ola Mokwe, Beinon Ola Chaveiroi, Ein Yom HaKippurim Miratze, Ad Sheiratze Es Chaveiroi. So it's no Kapora till the person is has forgiveness from his friend, and he's Miratze. Then, we have Beinon Ola Mokwe, Yitzumui Shel Yoy Mechaper, with Tshuva, without Tshuva, big Machloikus in the Gemara in Yuma. But there is things that a person is responsible for. For example, it brings a Mishnah in Krisis. The Mishnah in Krisis says that if a person was Erev Yom HaKippurim, he had to bring an Oshom Toli. Oshom Toli is a certain korban you bring if you have a suffix. Let's say he doesn't know for sure, he has a doubt if he actually was Oyva Davei or not. If he ate Chelev or he didn't eat Chelev, so he brings an Oshom Toli. So Oshom Toli, Yom HaKippurim will happen. He doesn't have to bring it anymore. But if a person had to bring a chatos or osho, that means he knew that word chayvei chato is vadoin and chayvei ashomo is vadoin, says the Mishnah, after Yom Kippur, he has to bring the korban. Why? You should say, I'm sorry, that's it. I ask forgiveness. The chatos I'm bringing on Avera. The osho I'm bringing on Avera. Hashem Gzeles, Hashem Shifcha Rufa, Hashem reads five different ashomos. That's it, it was done. Says the Mishnah, no. Why? Because you were obligated. Once you had the ischayves, Yom Kippur is not mevatel. So when a person does a neder litzdokah, says the Shibola Aleket, it's not going to help Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not going to help. So how do we solve it? We do a Hatoras Nedorim. So basically, Kol Nidre is Hatoras Nedorim. And how important is it to be Matir Nedor? We know the Gemara Nedorim says, Ba'avoin Nedorim u'nedovois, Bonov shel odom eisim. Why? We learn it out from the pasuk. Lo mo chibel b'maas yodecho. Maas yodecho. Eilu bonov aktanim. So a person's wife and children die, and we know it also from the Maise, how important is it to... a person says something, Moitzos vasecho tishmor. and not to be over on Bal Yachal. A person should actually keep his words. We know from the Maisa, what Rashi brings, a very interesting Maisa. It's brought down in the Oroch a little bit more. Ba'arichas, and the Gemara in Tainis Dafches, Chuldo Boyer, the Maisa of Chuldo Boyer, and the Gemara in Tainis Dafches, the Gemara says over there, on Maravashi, that there's a Maisa Chuldo Boyer. And Rashi explained, what's the Maisa Chuldo Boyer? So, again, Tosis elaborates a little bit more, and the Oroch is bringing it even with great details. It says there was once a person is going in the fields, and suddenly he hears a voice. Someone crying. He follows the voice, and he comes to a well. He looks into the well, and he can't see anything. And he shouts, "Someone there!" So someone answers him, "Yes, I'm here. I'm a young girl, and I wanted to drink a little bit of water. I was walking around, and I was thirsty. I wanted to drink water. I bent down to get the bucket to draw out a bit of water, and I fell in. And now, please save me." So he doesn't see anything, right? And that day, the olden days, they were choshed, maybe there's demons. So he says, "Are you a shed? Are you a demon?" He says, "No. Promise me." "Yeah, okay. Now, if I'm going to let you out, that means I'm going to help you, I'm going to carry you out, will you marry me?" So she says, "Yes. Okay." Then she goes and he puts in a rope, takes her out. They come up there, he sees a young, nice girl. He's a young boy. They're not yet ready to marry, but they promised. Says the girl to the boy, "You know, you promised to marry me, but what's going to happen? You're going to go home, you're going to forget about your promise, and what's going to be with me?" So he says, "Hold the boy, you Eidai. The rat and the pit, they will be the witnesses that I'm going to fulfill this vow, what we've done between us, this pledge." Okay, no problem. No problem. The nether was, "Hold the boy, they will be the Eidim." The boy went home, waited a few years, went to the Shiduchim, forgot about it. He goes and he gets married. He gets married. After a few years, he has children, and the first child dies by falling into a boil. The second child dies by getting bitten by a rat. And his wife tells him, or maybe the other way around, the first one was the rat and the second one was the boil. I don't exactly remember the story. And then his wife tells him, "I don't understand. If our sons will die, kederich kol haaretz." No, I would say this is something very, very strange over here. I never heard the one son dying by a rat and one son by a boy. What's going on over here? So he said, "Oh, now as you put it down this way, I remember something. A rat and a boy, or a boy and a chulda, I remember something. I remember that when I was young," he tells her the whole story, "when I was young, I met this girl," and it. So he says, "Oy bazoy, this is your shidduch, go and marry her." He goes out to find out who is this shidduch, and he finds out that she's living in not far from him, but she didn't get married to anyone. She's waiting for him. Now, how did she get married to anyone? She was a nice girl, Klilas Amailas, beautiful girl. She done herself, says that the old says, she done herself a nichpo. That means whatever came to her, she would tear his clothes. If someone would come to her, "Will you marry me?" She would maksach meshuge, she would tear his clothes, and mamash azoy ketzer. And he comes, and he says, "Will you marry me? You know, this is a promise," and this. He starts to behave the same way she behaves to everyone else. But then he tells her, "Chuldo uboyo. I had children, and they died chuldo uboyo." Oh, okay, this is the shidduch she remembers. She becomes all normal suddenly, and as the old finishes over there, they lived happily ever after. That's how he finishes over. So we see how important is it when a person does a pledge to tzedakah, or he makes a vow, or anything what a person says, and he didn't say b'li nedel, it's a very, very, very important thing. And this Yom Kippur is not mechaper, says the Tosh Yisrael, it's brought down in the Shibol HaLeket. Pashut. Chazal saw that people are doing all kinds of nedolim, so you have to do it to be matter the nedel before Yom Kippur. This is one reason. The Shitum Kubetzes and Nedorim and Daf Chof Gimel on Beis, the Shitum Kubetzes says, "Tiknu Anshei Knesses Hagdoilo." That's a lotion of the thing. So you can have "Tiknu Anshei Knesses Hagdoilo," and you see who's metaken it. Over "Tiknu Anshei Knesses Hagdoilo," because people shouldn't be nichsha shelo yikoshlu be'avoin Nedorim u'shvois. So the metaken, they have this special thing, what's called Kol Nidre in the beginning of Yom Kippur, to be moichel on all of that, and that's what we're asking with the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's brought down in other Rishonim, we're asking with the Rebbeinu Shlom a kapora and all of the Nedorim, what we've done, and we didn't fulfill, On all of this, we're asking for the Ribbono Shel Olam forgiveness, and that's what you said at the beginning of Yom Kippur. It still doesn't tell us, very nice, to do a thousand dollars, it doesn't tell us why we're crying, right? What's the big... There is, in the Rishonim, a few reasons. There is, we said, the Shittu Kovetzu says that the Ajit Nesak Dolo Matakin it. There is the, in I saw in Sidur Hasidei Ashkenazi, Bings B'Shem Reb Shloime Migaramayze. He was the Rav of Rashi, Rashi's Rebbe. He says that, why was written in Aramaic, Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is written in Aramaic. So he says, because Shenitakno BeBovel. This was in the times of when Chrysler went to Bovel. And then the Metaken, and the Metaken in Dafka in Aramaic, because that's what the language, what they spoke in Bovel. We do find some Machzorim from Rabbi Goyen, for example, for the times of the Goyen, that's written in Loshon HaKodesh. Loshon HaKodesh is written. There's also some Machzorim from 1,000 years ago, Nusach Italia, from Italy, that is actually also written over there in Loshon HaKodesh. I saw just a... We could give a separate share on that, but I just saw Mama, it's a very interesting thing, I never noticed. That there is nuschores, and especially in Italian machzorim, that they had the bracha before. Baruch ata Hashem alekeinu melech ha'olam. Before Kol Nidre, on top of the Amid, a bracha al haToras Nedorim. The stam is that you make a bracha al haToras Nedorim. I never saw this, but lichoyre, if you're looking for a mekor, why to make a bracha? If you do make a bracha al haToras Nedorim, you don't make a bracha al haToras Nedorim. So lichoyre, it's because the Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Ilchos Nedorim in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chofei, the Rambam says that Kol, he brings down the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Kol Anoider Keilu Bono Bono, right? If someone doesn't know it, and someone fulfills the Neder, Keilu Yikibono Kohen, says the Rambam, therefore, Lefikach, Mitzvah Lehatir Es HaNeder. That's the lotion of the Rambam. So we find in the Rambam, we find a Mitzvah Lehatir Es HaNeder. There is a Mitzvah to be Matir the Neder. When we look at the Nusach of Kol Nidre, look at the Nusach. The Nusach is brought down in the Rishonim in two different ways. Always the Nusach was Miyom Kippurim Sheovar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh. And that's most of the Nusachos what we found till Rabbeinu Tam. And the Sefer HaZchire, this is one of the Rishonim, he brings down Rabbeinu Yehuda, he brings down from Rab Meir Meramug. Who's Rab Meir Meramug? Rab Meir Meramug is the father, he says Rab Meir Meramug, who Bonov, Rab Shmuel, Rab Yaakov, and Rab Yitzchok. Who's that? This is the son-in-law of Rashi. Son-in-law of Rashi was called Rameir. He had three sons, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashban. Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Meir, the Rashban. And Rabbi Yaakov, that's Rabbeinu Dan. And Rabbeinu Yitzchok, that's the Rivam. Rabbeinu Yitzchok ben Meir. All of them were brothers, the Rashban, Rivam, and Rabbeinu Dan. They were sons of Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir was the son-in-law of Rashi. Rashi had only daughters. And he brings out then the Sefer HaZchira that Rabbeinu Meir brings that you don't say the Nusach, what we know, Miyoyim She, Ovar Ad Yoyim Kippurim Zeh, just Miyoyim Kippurim Zeh, Ve'ad Yoyim Kippurim Ha, Bo Aleinu Letoyim. Why does it, now, when many Rishonim, the Rosh, many Rishonim bring it, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Because the first one who brings it down is Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosho. Even though we find some places that he brings it B'Shem his father. Now what Rabbeinu Tam says? Rabbeinu Tam says the Nusach, what the old Nusach, was Miyoy Kippurim Sheovar Ad Yom Kippurim. So basically, as we saw in the Rishonim, the Tos Yisrin, the reason is because you done all kinds of vows through the year. Out the year, you did all kinds of Nedorim. Nedorim is a very, very severe thing, so you have to make sure to have a Kapporeh. So, Hatoz Nedorim on Le Sheovar, on the past. So he says there's a problem with this. Why? He says four different problems, says Rabbeinu Tam with this. First of all, Hanoidel tzorich lefaret es haneder. In Kol Nidre, you don't find any pirut of the neder. That means you have to speak out, say what is the neder, what you done, why you want to be matir. Kol Nidre is no charote. There's no pesach for the neder. Second of all, charote. Charote, right? Someone who does the neder and he wants to be choyzer on the neder, shoyer on the neder. Right? The reason, the first thing he has to do is charote. Where do you find charote in Kol Nidre? You don't find any charote. Another reason he says, who is going to be moitzi the shliach tzibur? Hanoider eino yochoy lehatir es atzme, as the Gemara says. Who is going to be moitzi the shliach tzibur? The shliach tzibur himself. And further, another reason he brings, we pass him off like the Gemara, the Rav Poppe in the Gemara in Gittin, the Flamed Heyom at base, what Rav Poppe says, that you have to have other one Mumche, Yochid Mumche, or three Hedyotis. You don't have not all Yochid Mumche, not three Hedyotis over here. And Shmuel Rozovsky and the Shiurim on the Nedorim, he brings from a variety that the minig was then that only the Shliach Tzibur says it. Only the Shliach Tzibur. And that's one of the reasons why actually what that's the Rishonim, the Rosh answers all four tainas, and he says, Harote Mistome, the person wants to have Harote. And we are saying it all together. We're saying it three times, as we can see why three times, so let's mention it already now. We mentioned it three times. There's many, many differences. Some say that we mentioned it three times, like we want to strengthen it. Like we find lots of times we want to say something and to make sure that you understand, we say it three times. For example, the Gemara Menachos Samachim at Beis, the Gemara says when they went out to Ktzira Soimer, they say Magalzu, 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 right? Before the Ktzira Soimer. Why? Lechazek, the Gemara in Yevam is Dav Kuvov, says the Gemara when you do Chalitze, you say Chalutza Na'al, Chalutza Na'al, Chalutza Na'al. Dry mol. Why dry mol? To strengthen it. That's the same idea. We say it three times. Some say if you say it three times, if you didn't say it the first time, you should catch on. And some say the bimoiri, you start as the levush, as the top of you test, you start quiet, and then the whole tzibur together. So, imele, they answer that who's going to be matir for the gimel. When everyone says it together, that's already to be matir all three together. That's the nusach. So, because of this, Rabbi Nusas says, you can't be matir l'sheoval. You're doing a matter mikan ulabo. You're saying mi yoy kippurim ze, ad yoy be'etzem, you're giving over here declaration, you're declaring anything from today, mikan ulabo, from today, for the whole year, lo sheririn ve lo kayomin. Nothing. I have nothing to do with the anything. And this brought a lot of blood libels in Klal Yisrael, as we find Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris, one of the Rishonim. Rabbi Yechiel mi Paris, as brought down in Toises a few times, that when he had the argument, right, with one of the mumrim, one of the tannis was, hey, you can't rely on the Jews because they stand in the beginning of the year, and it's based on the Gemara in Nedorim, Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara says, Aroitze shalo yiskaim, sorry, Aroitze shalo yiskaim unedor of kol hashono, ya'amoy beroy shashono. So you see that that's basically it's based, the Rabbeinu Tam is based on this Gemara, that the person who wants that is all his vows shouldn't get fulfilled through the year, he just stands at the beginning of the year, and he's boysom oydoy. So the same thing over here is Moshe Medon. And we find there was also a big vikuach in the times of Rabbi Yosef Elboy, Rabbi Chazdoi Karkash, that was also over there, one of the tainus of the goyim against us, that what you can't rely on them, because anyway, they don't keep what they say. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says, you don't do mikan l'sheovah. There's nuschos who actually combine both of them. They say, Miyoy Kippurim Sheovar Ad Yoy Kippurim Ze, Umiyoy Kippurim Ze, Ad Yoy Kippurim Abo. So you combine both of them, and there's many Machzorim who say this in Nusach. So let's go back about the original question we had. We see in Kippur, there's a story about, I read once, about Franz Rosenzweig. Franz Rosenzweig was about 100 years ago, he was a very important philosopher, Jewish philosopher in Germany. And he writes over there, in one of his Zichroines, he writes over there that he comes from a family, assimilated family, nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, but once a year they went, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they went to Shul. Now his cousins, he says, I had a cousin, a first cousin, Hans Rosenzweig, and they, all my cousins, they, mamish, they converted Christianity, they had nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. And one day my cousin starts to, you know, confront me. I was 27, he says, and he starts to confront me. He tells me, look, Yiddishkeit, Judaism, over Zmanoi, that's it, today, Christianity, that's the religion. And I was convinced. I went to Rosh Hashanah, he says, I went to the shul, and I davened. Then Erev Yom Kippur, I come home with the Brit HaChadashah, he says, with the thing, and I come home and I tell my mother, I decide to convert. My mother tells me, boss, what happened? You was with us in Shul and Rosh Hashanah. He says, yeah, I'm also going to come with Yom Kippur. He says, what are you going to come with Yom Kippur? Yeah, I want to convert, not from irreligious. Okay, I want to be religious, to understand, and to go through the process. So she tells him, listen, and they were not at, they had nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. He tells him, if you come to Shul on Yom Kippur, I'm going to make sure to throw you out from there. What like this less behavior? He doesn't have a choice. He lived in Kassel in Germany. He says he traveled to Berlin. Traveled to Berlin and he goes into a small Orthodox shul. The rabbi was Rabbi Toporowski. And he sits over there on the side and he said, when it came the Nigen of Yom Kippur, the Nigen of Yom Kippur. And the Nigen of Kol Nidrei, That's it. Something moved in his heart, and he decided, that's it, he's staying Jewish. And he actually has, he died very young, 42, but he published a few books of philosophy that very, very Jewish, the way he gives the Torah, he gives a big chashivas. Anyway, so we see there's many, many, many mises that we see that Kol Nidre, the Nigen of Kol Nidre, moved something by people. So they say where the Nigen comes from. So in the Minoga Adas Yeshurun, a sefer that was printed in America over 100 years ago, he brings that you have to say it in a Nigen that is Moirer as a Nefesh. What is so important? So there is, he brings, I don't know where the thing, but he brings that the Nigen was done by the Moranos. And it was at the time they went one. Why the some say that that's where also the Kol Nidre is the Moranos, but that we find beforehand that they would come once a year, the Moranos, hide over there, yeah, and exactly because they had they done an oath for the church, so they came and they said Ushvu Asano Lo Shavuos, the Mevatel, all of the oaths, all the Shavuos, what they done, and one year was over there the minister of wealth, Sar Tsar of the king Fernando II with Isabella. And he was hiding over there, it was called Don Manuel. And he's hiding over there together with his fellow Jews. And suddenly in the middle of the davening, in the middle of Kol Nidre, they break in, the Inquisition, they break in. And after a few years, he's facing the Otto de Fer. And the king himself, with the queen, came to watch him. They said, you know what, they're giving him the last chance. If you will convert, we're giving you the chance, and we're not going to throw you to the fire. So he shouts, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and he jumps into the fire. And what's up there among the people was Don Castilea. And Don Castilea was a Jewish, also Morano. And he saw it, and he was so moyer, he was a magician, and he was mechaber the Nigen. And the Nigen goes through how they are hiding in the beginning, they're hiding over there, under the, I know, the shed, wherever they were hiding. And they're davening and starting, and then they break in, and then he goes through the whole thing till he jumps into the fire. So if you see the Nigen is very, very, very moira. So why? So it's very moira, the Nigen. So why are we giving a tune that's very moira on Kol Nidre that's very, very something that's doing? There is a Rishonim, the Ran, for example, over there, Nedorim says you shouldn't say it because that moira, they are Damiratzim, they don't know. They say, yeah, we're making Nedorim, we're making Shavuos, we're making Charomos, and anyway, we mevatel it, and that's it, forget about it. What's the problem? So that's why the Ran says you shouldn't do it, and we find many Geonim say you shouldn't do it, but we know you say it, and Fakert was a big milchome with the Mischachim, that means the Maskinim. The first thing, one of the things they wanted to mevatel is called Nidri, and they went out then, Becherev Bechanis, they fought against them that no, it shouldn't happen. So then, why require a Kol Nidri? What's so important in Kol Nidri? So, as the Rishonim we said, because Poshet, they're going to keep it clean. There is a Zoyar. The Zoyar, I saw it brought down in Tiferet Shloime, he says that when we sing, when a donal, loisore, right, v'shvuason lo shavuos, better we are mati reshvu for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam, right, as we said, osu bezikim, a posuk in Yirmiyah. And we're saying the Ribbono Shel Olam is osu bezikim, he's with handcuffs. He's locked with handcuffs. Why? Because loy ovoy, the Gemara says in Tanya Dachay, loy ovoy b'Yerushalayim shel malo, ad she ovoy b'Yerushalayim shel mato. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, bi nishbadi, Kadosh Baruch Hu dan ha-shvue. Loy ovoy b'Yerushalayim shel malo, ad she ovoy b'Yerushalayim shel mato. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting that we should do tshuva. And we should do tshuva, build the Yerushalayim shel mato. And we made it then, Rabbi Yerushalayim goes, Yerushalayim shel malo, he's going to send Mashiach. So we say, Rabbi Yerushalayim, you dan ha-shvue, not to send Mashiach. And we should be in Golis as long as depends on our behavior. We're asking, we want to be matir your own neder. That says the Zohar. There's a mahalach to explain this, what's so moving about Kol Nidre. There is the Balatanya in the Sefer Likutei Torah, Parshas Matris. We know that mitzvah avera goyeres avera. Right, as the Medrash says, nitbekes boi beodom voichastri ve'einu marpa mimenu, basically, the Avera grabs on the person, and the person does an Avera, so he does another Avera, and he's basically handcuffed to the Avera. Says, we come to Davin over here, the person says, I went through the whole year. And I have many habits, many things of Nedarim. Why a person does a Nedar? Person knows that it's very hard for him a certain thing, a certain aveira. So he wants to be mezarez, called nidrizeh, for example. So he wants to be mezarez himself, and to give him strength to go through this obstacle as he looks at it. So what he does, he knows it's difficult for him, he knows he's going to be over the aveira again. So he does a neder, and that helps him. That helps him. And the person is also, the nedorim of it is, nedor called nidrei ve'esori. What's esori? What's esori? Osu. Melech osu berehotim. Okay, that's tied with ropes. Esori means beso asurim. What's a beso asurim?
Prison.
Jail. Is right? That means a person is locked up. A person is locked up. He's handcuffed to his own aveiras, his own habits, what he went through the whole year. And we dive into the Rebbe Shloilam, kol nidrei ve'esori u'shvuim. All the habits, the bad habits that we have through the whole year, we want to get rid of them and help us to get rid of them. Nidon olo nidoi. Ve'esor olo esor u'shvuo son olo shavuos. We ask him, the Rebbe Shloilam, to get rid of all of the things with the other of the Rebbe Shloilam, we want to get rid of all of these things. And this, we know that the person, when he leaves one aveira, not always he's going to leave a different aveira. And this is the idea. I saw once in the, I think I mentioned it once, but the Shef HaChaim. Shef HaChaim says, I saw it in the Shef HaChaim, some say it from, I heard from the one of the Lubavitch Rebbes. I saw it in the Shef HaChaim, the Tzanzer, he said, Tazoy. We say, we know Yom Kippur, again, he speaks about Rabbi Kiva. We know Rabbi Kiva is Yom Kippur, right? Oyer Zoroa LaTzadik, we start Yom Kippur, we say Oyer Zoroa LaTzadik, Ulisha Lev Simcha. Right, v'nislach lecholam. It's also maybe it is part of the kol nidrei, maybe it's not part of the kol nidrei v'nislach. But we say the ozor al tzadik. Why? Because ozor al tzadik leishre lev simcha is soifei teivos akiva, and akiva is Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur was Tornosuf Saroshe, was one of the asor hugli malchus who was killed by Tornosuf Saroshe was Rabbi Akiva. When happened? Rabbi Akiva died on Yom Kippur. Maseches Yomer. Right, Yomer is because Yomer Rabbe about Yom Kippur, the whole Masechta speaking about Yom Kippur, finishes off with the last Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah in Perek Tes finishes off, Omar Rabbi Akiva, very famous song, Ashreichem Yisrael, right? Right? So, Ma Mikve Metayas Atmeim, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayas Yisrael. What's the pshat? Ma Mikve Metayas Atmeim, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayas Yisrael. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayas Yisrael. Who's Metayas Yisrael if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, because a person sometimes goes into a mikveh and he's still tomei. Right? The Gemara in Brachos says, you have tumas keri, tumas zov, and then you have a tumas mes. The person toivels for tumas ziva, or tumas keri. He's going to be toivel, but tumas mes is not going to help. Tumas mes helps you. You have to do azor, shlishi, v'shvi, right? It's a whole process. So you toivel for the ziva, but you're still tomei. You should toivel? Says the Gemara, yes, you should toivel. So it's ma mikveh metayas atamein. But the Shef HaChaim brings an example. He says, when a person toivels, and he knows his job is to collect shrotzim, dead reptiles, that from the eight dead reptiles were metame. That's his job. Today he has to toivel. Yes, he should toivel. But tomorrow he's going to go and again work in his own job. So he knows that he's going to come tome tomorrow. Afal piken, ma mikve metayas atmeim, a person, he knows he's going to be tome again. Ma mikve metayas atmeim, afal kesh bok metayas atmeim. The same way he says Rav Akiva, this is the chiddush of Rav Akiva. A person, he's a tumei mess. He's anyway not going to be pure in ganzen. He's not going to be pure totally. Just what? Only part of it. Afa pikena kashbohu is metayas esol kashbohu tells us tshuva. So a person is binded. He's handcuffed to his own esorim, to his own nedorim, to his own shvuas, what he don't do the whole year. But still, one part, one isel, one neder, one shvuah, he can be mekabel on himself through the new year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metayas Yisrael, even though he's still Tomei in many, many other forms, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayas Yisrael. Shibizoyche, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayas Yisrael, and the real Tahare, Tahare Saftum Asmez, Vimei Rabi Amin. Shabbat.